Let's turn aside, though, after Cycladic civilization and move into the second millennium BC. And it's now, beginning around 1900 BC, on the island of Crete, that we have evidence for this extraordinary Bronze Age culture that we know as Minoan culture. Here on Crete, between 1900 and 1400 BC, approximately, what we're faced with is a series of palaces. And so this is usually called palatial society. These palaces share similarities of design, and it's important to understand how this design is repeated time and again at the various Minoan sites. We have Knossos, the major one of these Minoan palaces, Malia, Phaistos, Katozakro, and various others. Phaistos, for example, on the southern coast. And in each of these places, you will find essentially the same design being repeated. You will find a central courtyard. Around the central courtyard on one side, you will normally find a series of administrative buildings with, for example, throne rooms and interview rooms and sometimes a ritual bath as well. And then on another side of the ceremonial courtyard, you'll normally find a series of private chambers, sumptuously decorated. In the case of Knossos, we have examples of the beautiful frescoes which were used to decorate these. And then, usually on one side of the courtyard, behind the administrative buildings, we also have a third important feature of these Minoan palaces, and these are the so-called magazines. Magazines used in the sense of storage rooms. And if you're very lucky and you go into one of these, you may even still find pithoi in place. These pithoi are often 6-foot-tall vases or storage vessels that were made right there in place. And the fact that we have room after room of these, with dozens of these, tells us that what we have here is the palace acting as an economic centre as well. So these palaces are really the core to understanding Minoan culture. They are administrative centres, they are religious centres, and they are economic centres. Now, let's take these a little further, each of them. In the case of Knossos, one archaeologist some years ago wrote a wonderful remark when he said that he was not sure that the bottom, which sat in the throne of the throne room at Knossos, wasn't female. We may have here some matriarchal or matrilinear society, but it's very difficult to know for sure. Later Greek myth, of course, associated the power of this culture of Crete with the legendary king Minos, and that's why we refer to it as Minoan culture. But we should entertain the possibility that perhaps it was a matriarchal society and that it was a woman who was the queen and the most powerful person at Knossos. We can also say about these palaces that they show similarities of design to palaces that are found throughout the ancient Near East. So that what we're finding here is an idea of social organization, an idea of social order, which has begun in those ancient cultures of the Near East, of Sumer and Babylon and Ugarit and so forth, and which is now finding expression in the Greek world. We can go a little bit further. And here, the interesting topic that we should address is that of Minoan religion. The palaces were clearly the centre of, or at least a part of, an extremely complex religious system. We know, for example, that the Minoans also worshipped on mountaintops. We have mountaintop sanctuaries that have been excavated and mountaintop sanctuaries that are shown in Minoan art. We know of house sanctuaries where various goddess figurines have been found, the bell-shaped figurines that show the goddess in her long dress with her little feet poking out. We have these house sanctuaries. And we also have cave sanctuaries where often literally hundreds of small figurines have been found, dedications to the god worshipped there. The palaces are part of this system as well, and that we can be fairly sure of, particularly when we look at the wonderful decoration of the walls of the Minoan palaces. Here we will often see princes marching forward with dedicatory offerings or priestesses accepting offerings on their behalf.